Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is Another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Welcome, everybody, to Another Money Show with your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, and he is on one today, and I think he wants to talk to you about UFOs. Is that wanted to start off, is how you believe in UFOs?
So you're starting this. It sounds like a podcast. I have to ask you about podcasts because you're young and I'm old. Sam, you're young too, so it'll be two against one on this one. So last weekend, after our Saturday show, I'm talking to a young lady that I haven't spoke to in a while. You're welcome, Paula. I said, young lady. Anyway, she said, you know, these shows, it's kind of like a podcast. You need to release this as a podcast. I was like, well, it's a radio show. You know, what do you mean? She was like, well, radio shows are kind of for older people and I'm young. And if you want younger people, you need to have this be a podcast. I'm like, okay. So podcast. So that's what this sounds like. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't think it matters.
Okay, let's move on. I don't want to talk about UFOs. This is a financial show. I'm sure there's probably tons of extraterrestrial shows out there. We don't need to add to it. You know what I want to talk about?
Tell me.
I want to talk about who we are. We're a fourth generation, fully independent, family practice. We're veteran owned. I'm a Desert Storm vet. But who are we? We've given some financial food for thought for people. Obviously, no direct recommendations because differing people could be listening. But we've definitely give you some financial information. Why should you listen to us? Why would you want to come in our office and sit with us? Why would you email us questions at anothermoneyshow.com or team@anothermoneyshow.com? What I can say, being fully independent, that's really important. If you look at people with pressures and quotas, and I was one of them. I mean, I worked a couple of different brokerages where I had to have pressures and quotas. You know, part of the problem is there's rules in financial planning. If you have quotas and pressures, you're probably also still being urged to express these rules and keep moving on. You know, I mean, I have some questions about why the government has to come to the table with the fiduciary rule. I mean, if you're managing somebody's health or their money and you're not doing what's right, shame on you. Karma, God, I'm not sure what you subscribe to, but shame on you. So why are we the expert? Because we're going to tell you what we feel to be the truth. You know, we've given you problems. We've spent 5 weeks of giving you different issues that could be coming. I bring up the 10 pillars. I'll bring it up every single episode. There's a reason. We want everybody that we know to be prepared. I have also brought up the fact we want you prepared, not scared. So we bring all these different things up. We have to give you solutions. Obviously, solutions are different to different people. Problems are different to different people. So we want you to ask us questions. If we help one single person per week, I feel like this job's been wonderful. You know, we're not an infomercial. When you hear financial shows, it's all about getting you to our table or getting us to your table. Why? What is the motivation? What is the bottom line of financial advisors? Hopefully it's to better your situation. That's a win-win-win. We help you. We bring you to whatever company, whatever carrier, whatever organization is best for you. So you win if we better your situation. They win because they have a new client. We win because this is how we make a living. I mean, why are we here? Why are we the expert? Why should you call us? Because we do things differently. I spend every weekend. I know this is, you know, I'm a little bit older than you, Anthony. I spend every weekend, a good chunk of it, listening to talk radio. I hear what's going on around me. I want us to be different. So that's the bottom line. I want us to be different.
Tell us why.
Tell me why we're different. Well, let me go right into the 10 pillars. I mean, I think there's so much on the table. There's so much to talk about. Why? Well, you know what? Why don't we start with this? We air this show on Saturday. Good afternoon, by the way. Good afternoon on Saturday. But we record this show on Tuesday mornings. And when I look at what I've gone through since last Saturday's show, from Saturday until Tuesday, we've had a long week of news. You know, over the weekend, one of the big things that I was reading about was the Disinformation Governance Board. If you have a pen, jot that down, replay our show through the website, go to our website.
They're not going to look it up. You just tell us about it.
So the Disinformation Governance Board, what that is basically through the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, isn't that the guy that's supposed to be keeping the borders intact? So we are going to start combating disinformation. What does that mean? Why is that coming out right after Elon Musk purchased Twitter? Why is it coming out, you know, right around the time that the midterm elections are 6 months out? I have all these questions. Well, this would be for a political show, not a financial show. I disagree with that completely. Everything going on is going to affect our finances. You know, a big thing that's being talked about, we're heading towards a recession. Inflation, stagflation, unemployment, all these different things are heading us towards a recession. You know, it just came out last Friday, one quarter of negative GDP. We just have one more to go. I highly doubt that that's going to turn around. So I look at these things. These are all so hypercritical to your 401k, your IRA, your mutual funds, your stocks, your bonds, your savings. We've talked about banks. We've talked about FDIC solvency. We have all these things to talk about. They are extremely important. Probably the most uncharted time in history is going on right now. We're all living it. And I think people need to be awake. I think sounding the alarm is our main job on this show. If it leads to people needing our appointments and one-on-one help, we will so be honored. We want to help people. So more about this weekend. I was reading about ESG. Are you familiar with that? Environmental, social, and governance criteria. Has anybody heard about that? You know, I like the word governance because in the Disinformation Governance Board is the word governance. Also in the environmental, social, and governance criteria is the word governance. What's the underlying theme of that? The government. I mean, oh, conspiracy theory, put on my tinfoil hat. Things that are intertwined with governmental actions, governmental regulations, are they going to affect my finances? If the answer is yes, I need to be aware of them.
A lot of these financial websites, when you look up stocks, don't they have that as a rating per stock? Don't they have ETFs rated, you know, just at companies that are highly rated in this ESG?
Yes. This is a big up and coming. It seems to be younger people that are spearheading this, and good for them. I mean, you know, you're the wave of the future. You're the wave that has to vote. You're the wave that hopefully keeps my Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security intact. You have a heavy load ahead of you. I mean, you have to do a lot of work. So when I was new in the job, a quarter of a century ago, by the way, not that I'm dating myself, but I've been in the job a long time. We used to have people from my father's church that became clients. And we had one person that asked us about investing in companies that didn't invest in gambling, tobacco. So we looked for companies. We found one called Ave Maria Funds. I don't even know if they're still around. I'm not giving them a plug. I'm not recommending them. But we found a thing called Ave Maria Mutual Funds. And it was so interesting, the psychology of this, because the people wanted, you know, socially conscious investing. But then all of a sudden having these funds for a while, the returns were not quite as good. It turned out that people could make more money in gambling, alcohol, tobacco, things like that. So the shortest amount of time I ever remember representing a mutual fund company was the Ave Maria funds. You know, a quarter or two later, when they're seeing their other funds outperforming, they kind of put the social investing in the backseat.
So there's a correlation between morals and making money.
Well, it's a correlation. they're on two sides of the fence, I think. I'm not sure if it's a correlation.
So an inverse correlation.
Yes, it's an inverse, kind of like the interest rates and the bonds. We're out there screaming about that right now. People that are buying up bonds. You know, let's talk about that for a quick second. You know, one of the big things that we're being asked about lately is the I bond. You know, my father used to do a lot of I bonds. They're safe. It's the government. It's short-term funds with the government. You know, you can put in up to $10,000 into an I bond. The May rate, you know, and by the way, today is May 2nd that we're recording this. You're going to be hearing it on May 5th. I'm sorry, May 7th. But the rate is 9.something% on the I bond. You can only put in up to $10,000. You can't touch it for a year. I believe the rules, I'm summing it up. I haven't represented these in years and years. You have to hold it for 5 years or else there is a penalty. So, but when you look at everything going on, I thought the government's $30 trillion in debt. I thought bonds are actually, you know, not doing well right now. And all of a sudden here we come again with the I-bonds that's being touted heavily. So, and I'm not saying they're good or bad. I mean, they're a wonderful fit for people, you know, perhaps, but I just, everything is so up in the air right now. You know, one of the things that I talked about each show, why do I have all these things to sound the alarm on? And why do so few people that talk to us, that come in, that we meet in our travels, why don't they see that a lot of the things I'm bringing up, it really could end negatively? It's not all great stuff. We're not bringing back manufacturing, building bridges here again instead of China. We don't have world peace right now. You know, we don't have a solid budget in this country. Every single thing that could be wrong, it's could end poorly for ourselves, morally, physically, spiritually, financially. There's a lot on the table that could be negative. Why don't people see it? I bring up normalcy bias. Anybody listening to this, especially as ranty as I get and as fast as I talk, they're like, normalcy bias. Okay, I got it. I'll think to look that up later, but they won't. Let me read you the Wikipedia. It's a real condensed version of what normalcy bias is. It is a cognitive bias which leads people to disbelieve or minimize threat warnings. Consequently, individuals underestimate the likelihood of a disaster when it might affect them, its potential adverse effects. The normalcy bias causes people to not adequately prepare for natural disasters, market crashes, and calamities caused by human error. So if I am right, and there may be some more inflation, food scarcities. Oh, by the way, another plant in the United States went on fire last Sunday. That barely made the news. Another food processing plant. So if I'm right, and some of this stuff could lead to some issue, why aren't people seeing it? Well, because it's not comfortable. You know, we're a lot better off watching the TV than we are trying to read and see what's really going on. Whew, well, that was a lot of work. I'm actually winded now. That was worse than when I tie my shoes. I'm actually kind of tired. Why don't we do this? Why don't we remind people how to find us? Come find us at anothermoneyshow.com. Email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Call us 623-401-8760. Let's set up a time to sit down. Let us see if we can help your situation. With that, let's take a break and come back in a minute.
You're listening to Another Money Show. To learn more and contact JR and Anthony, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Hope you got your things together.
Hope you have quite a bad day. You're listening to Another Money Show. No, that's the name of the show. Another Money Show. And now another money-making round with JR and Anthony.
Welcome back to Another Money Show with your hosts Anthony Correo and JR Rochford. And JR is ranting right now about things going on the world around us. I mean, it's only Tuesday, right? You're listening to this on a Saturday. We record on a Tuesday, but there is so much that has happened in between our last show and now. And again, we bring up all kinds of political topics, things going on in the world. And you're like, well, how does that affect my money? Well, everything affects your money. So you have to be aware of these things. And the biggest one right now is this disinformation governance board.
The reason that we sound today a little more like a political show or a social show than we do a financial show, everything that we're going through right now is going to lead to what happens with our finances. When you talk about the disinformation governance board, you know, think about this, that ties directly into freedom of speech. Freedom of speech has been under fire for years. It's going to lead to change in this country. You know, when you start hearing more and more about this disinformation board, you know, look into the person that's going to spearhead it, Nina Jankowicz. I'm not going to give you my personal feelings. I can tell you what I did. I started watching her videos. I started looking into the books she wrote. I started looking into her background. That's what I want people to do. I don't want to give you my assessment or my judgment on her. I want you to find it out. I mean, the reason that we keep bringing up being Tuesday, because I have a feeling by the time you hear this, you're going to be very well versed with the topic of the disinformation. I can't even say it, the disinformation.
Right. Just call it the Ministry of Truth.
The Ministry of Truth. Yes, that's AKA. So I have a feeling you're going to hear more and more about this. You know, we're on talk radio 960, The Patriot. We're on a station for people. It's called Intelligent Talk for a reason. There's people that are seeking out information. So, you know, also what came out last night was a leaked rough draft from the Supreme Court on Roe versus Wade. Obviously, I will not dig into that and my feelings on that whatsoever. I will just tell you, you know, that this rough draft was done in February. It came out in May, 6 months before the midterm election. It came out the same day that a movie called 2000 Mules came out, which is perhaps going to be a very enlightening retrospect on the election. I mean, all of this stuff, and yes, I keep questioning myself on how do I tie this into finances. All of this news feed stuff is going to be really, really important. When I talk about the 10 pillars, this right in there, this goes into social media, geopolitical missteps. You know, I want to talk for a minute about pillar number 10 today, which is civil war. I mean, it, you know, I don't want to go too heavy on you, but I want to get the heaviness out in the beginning of the show, not the end. When you have things that are going on right now, could that lead to polarization? You know, when I talk about civil war, this is a different day and age than it was during the last civil war. But you've got people that are so polarized. There's really no middle ground anymore. You're either A or you're B. You know, what could split and divide our country? You know, black versus white, gay versus straight, haves versus the have-nots, vax versus the non. All of this stuff that people have to figure out what they align with, I promise you it's going to affect your finances. You know, one of the big things that people are asking us about lately, you know, they're reading about recessions, they're reading about depressions. You know, what when's the last time we had a depression? What was the Great Depression, which lasted about 10 years? You know, when you look back, 1929, that's the only one. The closest we've come was in 2008. You know, a recession, we've had about 50 recessions. We've had one depression in this country. So all of the things that we're tying in from the headlines and the newspapers and the radio shows, all we're tying in could very well, you know, tie into a recession and possibly even a depression. And then everything's going to change overnight. You know, we've talked about digital currency and the thought of that potentially coming. You know, how does all this end? We have to get ahead of this. Our whole theme being proactive over reactive means we need to talk about all of this stuff, whether it's financial or not directly. We have to talk about it. You know, when we give these doom and gloom, when we give all these things to worry about, the follow-up, we have to give solutions. How do we do that? You know, we can give you general solutions here. We can tell you to pay down debt. We can tell you, make sure you're watching your 401k. I do believe our very first show, we wanted to make sure you know, if you have mutual funds, IRAs, 403Bs, SEP, Simple, whatever the tax code, you need to know what you have. It's your money. Anthony, you brought up 401Ks. 401Ks have a safe bucket. They have a money market or they have a stable value fund. If you believe things are uncertain, unchartered, possibly on edge with everything I'm saying, what we want you to take away from this, go look at your 401k, get help. I mean, you have to start really thinking about what's smart for your future, and you have to do it now. You know, looking backwards, I've seen a lot of people that are experts when things are going up. Well, since March 9th of 2009, we've had quite a run up in the financial markets. So it's pretty easy to be an expert. When we have another 2008 or potentially worse, i.e. go into a longer recession, possibly even a depression, it's not going to be so easy. So we have to get ahead of this. Get help. Call us. We'll be glad to help you. We'll sit down with you. We'll look at your 401k statement with you. We'll make a phone call to your company, find out what your fees and your charges are. We'll find out what your options are. Can you rebalance your account monthly, quarterly, annually? What are the windows? We'll help you get to the bottom of all that, but you better get to the bottom of it. You know, a lot of people can do it themselves. Most cannot. So with that said, we do want to offer solutions. When we look at all these problems, that's great. You know, I'll dig a spider hole, climb into it, and, you know, everything's so bad. Well, there are things you can do. Paying down debt, knowing about your 401k, Should you right now be listening to some of the people that are more extreme and buying extra food? I mean, I'm not saying to mortgage your house to do so, but should you be getting a little more prepared just in case some of these things go off the rails? Yes. Yes. I mean, I think that's good advice. Everything in life is moderation. You know, we're always told financially we should save more than we spend. But you know what? If you never spend and you get hit by a bus, that's not good either. So we realize finances are a matter of moderation. They're a matter of being wise. Go ahead and chime in, Anthony. I feel like I don't want to rant too much where you get bored. I think Sam already fell asleep or left, but I'm not sure.
You know, Sam's out of here. He's ducked out. No, it's setting a base. I mean, good financial planning is good financial planning no matter what's going on, right? So it doesn't matter if all this doom and gloom, all these things that we're worried about, like you still have to set a base. So you set a base first and then you react to everything else around you because there's only so much that's in your control. So control what you can control. So we'll get into that a little bit more, but I know JR's got more news stories to talk about first. I'm surprised you even passed it over to me for this. I didn't think I was going to talk today.
Yeah, I had a little too much coffee today.
Yeah. Now that I am talking, I was like, oh, I wish I wasn't talking. Going back to napping.
Well, let's take a break. Let's let people breathe a little bit. Make sure you find us at anothermoneyshow.com. Email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Better yet, sit down with us. Make an appointment. Sit down. Let us help you with all these things. Let's find solutions for your personal situation.
Another weekend, another money show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. Make sure to rate us everywhere you listen to podcasts, including Spotify.
If those other money advisors promise you a boatload of money, check the size of the boat and be sure it's your boat, not theirs.
Welcome back to Another Money Show with J.R. Rochford, Anthony Correo, and the wonderful Sam Davis. Thanks again for joining us on a Saturday. So, Anthony, I was a little bit more fired up than usual. Maybe it was the extra coffee. Maybe it was the sort of information I gravitate towards. But I was thinking about something. You're a bit younger than me, not much, but a little bit. What have you heard about ESG, about the Disinformation Governance Board? What have you heard about the leaked paper through the Supreme Court? I mean, all this stuff, 2,000 mules, everything I brought up. What have you heard about it?
Well, if it wasn't for you, I probably wouldn't have heard about any of this.
Interesting.
If you know this, they added the last season to the Ozark on Netflix. So that's where my time has been going, which I'm sure that's funny. What you wanted to hear. I'm not that one that you like referencing on The Masked Singer. I can't get into that, but.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. No, I feel bad. Like, before I joined this office, I didn't do any of this research. I wasn't looking into any of this stuff. I was all the people that you talk about with their head in the sand. I was one of those. I'm still kind of there, but only the top half of my head is in the sand.
Well, and the reason you're kind of on the fence is because you're younger. I mean, I know, I look back when you're young, it's so funny when you have kids and this stuff, people are like, oh, it goes so fast. You better enjoy it. You better not take it for granted. And you're like, yeah, shut up, get off my lawn. I mean, it's, you hear older people and you're like, oh, shut up. I know what I'm doing. And then it's funny because not that I would know what this feels like, but once you become one of those older people, you're like, oh man, they were so right. Every single birthday is coming faster and faster. And if I could look back and see more than 5 years ahead, I would. You know why I'm so glad you're in the office? When I talk about my whole career has been based on helping people, one person, one couple, one family at a time. You know what? You being in the office and being close to me, you've been in my life for over 20 years now.
Too long, some would say.
Well, some days, yeah, for sure. So it's funny because you know what changed over the last 4 years within the office? Now you are prepared and not scared. You are proactive and not reactive. Everything we're trying to accomplish in our practice, on this radio show, in our travels, all leads back to the same thing. We genuinely want to help people. We've helped you, whether you know it or not. Yes, you're right here now.
It's funny you say that because the money I was making as an engineer, I was making decent money. And moving over to the office, you know, I actually took a pay cut for a little bit. And now it's kind of the same as where I was at, but I'm in a very different financial place. The money is the same. It's how I use the money that has changed significantly.
And you know what's so cool? You are getting your friends awake, not woke.
Wake. Say woke. Just the difference.
Well, your
just
friends are certainly woke, but you're getting your friends awake. So, and it's funny, everything in life with money, it's not about what you make, it's about what you spend. You know, what you make, what you earn. We've hammered home the idea that income is more important than assets. Listen to our previous shows and you'll pick up on that. Last week, we talked a lot about annuities. Annuities aren't good or bad. It depends. The answer in life is it depends. Annuities
well, but what is good you. Is income, an income you can count on. That is good. But how else do you do it? Is annuities.
So we're back in annuities.
Yeah, I mean, right, we talk about that all the time. It's like, oh, I'm too young to be having any of those. No, I don't want a 401k. I don't want to have all these assets in retirement. I want to have an income. My whole career, right now, I have to make enough money to pay my bills each month. It doesn't matter how much money I have in the bank, because if I don't have enough money to pay my bills each month, I'm going to be struggling. I'm going to be hurting. Why does that change in retirement?
Shouldn't. Why do we change the brain? Because everything we're led to, if you watch TV, if you look around you, everything we're led to is buy, 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 bill, bigger, better, stronger. You know, same thing with your money. Save, build your 401k up. And then when your 401k is absolutely huge and you retire, what are you going to do with it? You're going to turn it into what? An income stream. When you gather assets, the more you have, the higher income. So that I see the benefit of that.
It's whether it's a manual income or something that's there for life. Because yeah, I mean, you're going to turn it into an income stream regardless, but do you want to do it manually where it may or may not run out? Or do you just want to have it set for life?
Ooh, I want to have mine set for life. Let's go ahead and take a break. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about age-based investing. Let's talk about some financial stuff so we don't get kicked off of our own radio show. So
can we talk to Sam about his? I'm curious what Sam does.
I would love to get Sam involved. Let's do that. So keep in mind, you can reach us at anothermoneyshow.com. You can email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. You can call us at 623-401-8760 or come in and sit with us. Reach out to us. Come sit with us. Let's better your situation.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Wouldn't you love another money show? You would if it were as good as this one. This is Another Money Show with JR and Anthony.
Welcome back to Another Money Show with JR Rochford, Anthony Correo, and the one and only Sam Davis. So we definitely gave you a lot of food for thought during the last few segments. We want to end this with our last segment a little more upbeat, a little more financial, a little less, ooh, we're all going to die.
It's still the, ooh, we're all going to die, but at least like, here's some semi-solutions for that in-between period.
And by the way, we all are going to die. So it's just, it's funny, the old life insurance thing. I remember the person that taught me how to sell life insurance said a few different things. One of them was, tell me when you're going to die, and I'll tell you exactly how much, what kind.
Listen, if you want to talk to us, you have to tell us when you're going to die first, and then we've got all the answers. We're geniuses then.
For some reason, we've had some of that. You know, I mean, Anthony, you've seen it. Couples are like, well, you know, he's definitely going to die before me. You know, why? Well, because he wants to. Sorry, that's an old joke. Let's talk about what people should do in their 20s and 30s, their 40s and 50s, their 60s and 70s and up. So let's start. I mean, you guys are both young. I mean, compared to me, you're super young. Let's talk about you guys. What are you being exposed to? What are you doing? What are you hearing? What, you know, what advice are you being given in such an uncertain world?
Well, it's such a hard thing to answer because, again, things have changed so much, you know, since joining your office. But like, I don't think I invest first age-based investing. I don't think my concepts, my theories, my approach is anything what I'm being told. I mean, I'm huge into getting out of debt and stocking up with annuities for retirement. you know, that income base. So, you know, mentioned multiple times, I was an engineer before this. I just joined the office about 4 years ago. So before that, I've had 7 or 8 years, you know, in the corporate world, all of which had 401ks and matches and this and that. But I took all of those and I rolled them all into IRAs. And, you know, learning from JR, I turned all of those IRAs, I combined them all into annuity. I've just funded a pension for myself, you know, when it gets to retirement age. Not only that, I did the Roth conversion on all of it, which was a massive tax hit over the last few years. But now I've got 30 years before I can actually access this money in retirement, but all of it's going to come out tax-free. So why would I not take the hit now when it's at a lesser value and then just let it grow?
And this is huge. When you talk about age-based investing, we need to stop right there for a second. You know what most financial advisors would say? They'd say, you got horrible financial advice. You gave it to yourself. I introduced you to different financial products, different systems, different thoughts. We talked about moving averages and candlesticks. We've talked about everything under the sun. And you gravitated towards safety. You gravitated towards getting yourself under the radar for taxes. Financial advisors in general are going to say, you bought annuities? You're 31 and you have annuities and you're thinking that smart? You can't even touch those until you're 59 and a half.
Well, you can't touch IRAs until you're 59 and a half. So what's it matter?
Because people point out different things that they've been taught, that they've been exposed to. We're saying the rules that have always been there, they might be off. They might be wrong. They might be changing. You're bucking a lot of trends with your financial planning, your personal planning. But if we expose people to that and they align with you, they may think that's a great idea.
Well, I mean, that's, I don't care about traditional financial planning. There's a good time for certain products. There's a good time to buy and a good time to sell. And I don't want to lose money right now. So I still do. I have stocks and bonds, but it's, I look at it as my gambling fund. You know, I'm not basing my future. I'm not basing my retirement in the stock market right now. That's my fun money. So I still have some of the traditional planning, but I'm not doing, you know, you look at the rule of 100. I'm 31 right now. 31% of my stuff is not in bonds. And 69% of it is not in stocks. Not even close. I have such a small percentage, but I have a percentage in the stock market that's not going to hurt me. And I think that's smart right now. I'm very cash heavy. Should you be cash heavy in a high inflation environment? Yeah, probably not. But do I? Where am I going to lose my money? Do I want to lose my money to inflation? Or do I want to lose my money to a stock hit or a bond hit? You know, we can't stress that enough. We're almost more scared of bonds than we are of stocks. But I know, I mean, this is just one opinion. This is mine. Like, I'm my own financial advisor. So maybe, you know, in 30 years, I was like, oh, I gave myself terrible advice. I doubt it, though. I think I'm smart the way I approach things. But Sam, you're close to my age. What kind of advice? What are things that you're hearing and seeing? Because I know what I'm hearing and I also know what I'm ignoring, which is most of the stuff I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between what younger people like us, so if you're in your 20s, 30s, early 30s, what younger people should do and what younger people are doing. Because what a person is doing is really dependent on, you know, the 5 to 10 people that are closest to them that they spend their most time with, like the big influencers on their life. Even
all
if one of
TikTok
those
TikTok videos, that's where they're getting all their financial advice.
Yes. Even if one of those people is not necessarily someone that they know personally, maybe they listen to a podcast for 9 hours a week that's hosted by the same person and that person is influencing them. Maybe they follow certain social media channels or YouTube channels or whatever it is that those people are influencing them. Or maybe it's their friends and you just hope that it's a positive influence, right? But you know, what am I doing? You know, I think one of the things that I focus on when it comes to my personal financial planning is paying down debt, because payments that I have to make on my debt is reducing my income. At least that's how I see it. So like if you've got a phone and you get a new phone, but you're going to pay off that phone over the next 3 years, like I would rather just pay it all off right away, take the hit now so that I can make that extra 25, 30 bucks
Sam,
a month for the next
let
few
me
years.
Touch on that real quick. That was my whole career as an industrial engineer. Like engineer is a real loose term. It was a glorified business degree. but for large corporations, is it easier for me to increase their revenue or decrease their cost? It's always easier to decrease your cost. So if you want to go into retirement and you have a mortgage, let's say $1,500 a month mortgage, is it easier for me to use your money to help you make $1,500 more a month? Or is it easier for me to assist you in cutting that cost out of your life? It's way easier to cut the cost. But if you look at your net line, right, your profit loss, like if you look at what you're actually bringing in each month, it's the same whether you have a $1,500 a month debt with that additional $1,500 income. That's why I think debt management is key in all of this. So I think you're right on the ball there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're probably similar in the fact where we're both invested in the stock market to a certain extent. I'm a habitual person. Like if I can establish a new habit that's a positive habit, that's something that I want to do. So I've been kind of a habitual saver for a while. So I put a little bit into a tax deferred account and then a smaller amount into a Roth, a tax paid account. And that's really just to get the timeline started on that. And I love the idea of like taking advantage of a tax-free investment. Like how often do you get to take advantage of something that's tax-free? And then my other little story I'll add is that I know there are new things out there. I did pay for my wife's engagement ring with my gambling money that I played around in on the Robinhood app years ago. But it did work out, fortunately, for me and her.
But was
now
it
you're going the direction, this is what I wanted. You're both talking about how smart you are. Oh, I pay down debt. I save. I do my Roth. I wanted to hear, I put all my money in GameStop, AMC, Robinhood. My only holding is Shiba Inu. And I only got that because I like the little dog face. Come on, you guys are too smart. I want to hear dumb things.
I do want to bring up GameStop, though, because that one was actually very, very interesting when that
and
happened.
And I got him.
Yeah. Oh, so I was half tempted. I don't think I bought any GameStop. I think I did buy a little bit of AMC just to kind of join in the fun. Again, gambling money. Like I did not put in anything that I was like not willing to lose because it was a movie theater in the middle of a pandemic, which is not open. So it's making zero money at the time, yet the stock is skyrocketing, which is why the stock market has no sense in reality. It makes no sense. Fugazi, right? It, none of that matters. So GameStop. Let's talk about what was interesting about GameStop and AMC. What was happening is all these large hedge funds were shorting AMC and GameStop, which actually makes sense. Essentially, what shorting a stock is selling stocks you don't own. So you don't even own these. You're selling them and you're making a profit under the agreement that you're going to replace those shares. So the price of that really, you know, for the person lending them, price doesn't matter. They have shares, they're getting their fee, and they're going to get their shares back. So the thought of shorting a stock is, I'm going to sell stuff I don't own. I'm going to make a bunch of money, and I'm going to buy them back at a discount and then replace them to the person who lended them to me. Right? It makes sense. And thinking GameStop is going to lose money and AMC is going to lose money made sense at the time. The problem is they were shorting, they were borrowing more shares than were actually available. Now, you have to replace those shares at some point. So the mindset is that they're going to drop. But what happens if they don't drop? You still have to replace them. So do you replace them now when you've lost a little bit of money? Or potentially, I mean, potentially your losses when you short a stock are infinite because technically, they could go on and up for forever. So you have to stop the bleeding at some point. So what retail investors did is they just kept buying. Because if you keep buying, it keeps the share price up. And now you've got an entire group who has borrowed all these shares and they have to buy more. They have to replace the shares. So when you have this massive influx of buying, what does that do? Well, it skyrockets the price. That means there's more people shorting that have to cover their losses and they have to buy too. So it just exponentially raises. This is all gambling. None of this is true investing as far as I'm concerned because it's betting that they're going to have to cover their losses and buy shares. I don't agree with options trading. I don't agree with margin trading. I don't agree with a lot of what they did. But what the retail investors did was genius. They have a market. They have an influx of people that have to buy shares, which will lead to a price skyrocketing. So when I first heard about GameStop, I was super, why would you buy shares in a company that's probably going to go under? I mean, physical discs, the new PlayStation, some of them don't even have discs. Some of them you just have to buy online. So if there's no discs, what is GameStop going to sell you? Well, they don't have anything anymore. So I don't, that was a very long, I don't know if any of that made sense, but I get real passionate about that because it just goes to show you how much manipulation is going on behind the scenes. I mean, Citadel losing, what was it? They lost like $50 billion or something in a quarter, just an obnoxious amount of money, these hedge funds. And then you got Janet Yellen, who got paid, you know, almost $1 million to go speak to them. And then they're shutting down trading for all these shares because they've got to protect their investors. Robinhood stopping the sale of shares to protect their investors when they put bulletproof glass in their headquarters because they had so many people coming in complaining. So Robinhood's letting people that have no idea what they're doing trade on margin, which is leveraged money that they don't have. The way you rant about the things going on in the world is what I think about this GameStop thing. So I don't.
I love this because what I want to know about is age-based investing. I do want to get to people in their 40s and 50s and over. So we'll continue that. Anyway, for today, we've got to wrap it up. Go ahead and find us at anothermoneyshow.com or email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com or call us 623-401-8760. We will be more than honored to help you in any way we can. Thanks so much for joining us and have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.